It takes feet to barn. It's used for many.
Surrounded by dusty workout equipment, old tires, and scrap furniture is a tall wooden cabinet that looks like a cross between an entertainment center and an old-fashioned arcade game.
So yeah, so it's still in the beginning phases right now, but it's slowly coming together.
Chris Saunders is a professional photographer living in Kentuckook, New Hampshire. We're standing in his dimly lit barn looking at what someday soon will be a fully operational DIY photo booth.
So it's going to have a screen here, camera here, light. I have to program a USB button to run the software as a one touch, and the printer, everything's going to be mounted inside running from a laptop, and then the prints are going to come out the side.
At this stage, it's hard to compare Chris's bare-bones project to the bright plastic booths you used to see at Boardwalk Arcades and Chuck E. Cheese, but he says the nostalgia of photo booths is an easy sell.
There is this intimacy. Nobody can see you while you're in there. Especially in, you know, pop culture, there's always the references of two people in love hopping in a photo booth. They have their moment, and they have their little pictures to go along with it. They're not going to do that out in a big open room.
According to the Center for Disease Control, there are more than 2 million weddings in the U.S. every year. Don't ask me why they're the ones keeping track. But with many of those weddings taking place in the summer, couples are constantly looking for ways to make their special day feel more special than the rest.
A lot of brides want them. It's kind of coming back in a way.
It's fun.
Yeah, it's that lost bit of Americana, honestly. It's, you know, you used to see them everywhere. Then you only saw them in malls. Now you rarely see them at all.
Party planners and professional photographers can still rent or buy photo booths, but it isn't cheap. The Las Vegas-based outfit Party Booths charges nearly $900 for a four-hour rental, and that's just for digital images. It's another $150 for prints. Chris Saunders plans to charge much less for his photo booth. He's keeping production costs down by repurposing an old laptop and screen, and because the actual photos are so small, the booth doesn't need a top-of-the-line camera to provide quality pictures.
They maybe have a little bit more metal, using a little bit more wood, that's about it, you know. But as far as the print quality, as far as the image quality, as far as the experience, it's no different.
Chris doesn't have long to get his photo booth camera ready, though. He's already been hired to bring it to a wedding in early September. If all goes according to plan, a few more days' work, and Chris's booth will sound less like this, and more like this. For NHPR News, I'm Taylor Quimby.